The CBO finds that Americans making $30,000 or less will be worse off under the Senate tax plan by 2019. Those earning $40,000 or less would be net losers under the plan by 2021. And by 2027, U.S. residents who make $75,000 or lower would be worse off under the tax overhaul plan. That's partly because of the provision to eliminate the federal insurance mandate, which the CBO says would lead to as many as 13 million Americans becoming uninsured and losing federal subsidies to help them buy insurance. The findings have incensed anti-poverty advocates in New York. Susan Zimmet is the director of Hunger Action Network, the lobby group for food pantries and soup kitchens. Zimmet, who has a touch of laryngitis, says the tax plan doesn't really help the middle class either, even though it's billed as a middle class tax cut.
It doesn't even help the middle class at all, which is what they're trying to package this bill at. I don't think they ever even pretended to say it was going to help the poor.
She says the tax provisions are in addition to proposed budget cuts that would harm the neediest, as well as the elimination of the Child Health Plus program, known as CHIP, which provides health insurance to poor children.
It's like, let's just devastate the poor as much as we possibly can. Let's take everything away for them. Let's let kids be sick by taking away CHIP. Let's kids go to school hungry. Let's take away, you know, food stamps. Let's do everything we can. Let's take away health care, because for whatever reason, the people in office right now seem to resent the poor and think that they don't even have aren't even worth the dignity of living a life in dignity. I'm a little upset, if I can't tell.
The deduction for charitable giving would also be eliminated under the Senate plan. Zimmet says the state's food pantries and soup kitchens already can't keep up with the need. She says even in New York, which has more generous public benefit programs than in many other states, there isn't enough money in the state budget for the pantries and kitchens to keep up with demand. Ron Deutsch, with the liberal-leaning think tank Fiscal Policy Institute, also believes that the poor won't fare well under the federal tax plan.
If you're making below, let's say, about $160,000 a year, chances are you're going to see a tax increase under this bill.
He says the U.S. needs a tax overhaul that is the exact opposite of the current proposals.
What we really need is kind of a bottom-up tax package, providing cuts to the people at the lowest ends of the socioeconomic ladder, because they're going to spend the money that they get.
Deutsch says wealthier people can afford to hang on to any savings from tax changes, so their gains will not necessarily benefit the entire economy. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.